Thanks so much for tuning in to Last Rockers TV, the podcast. I'm Erin Micklow, and since 2017, I've been traveling the world interviewing punk rock bands and filming their live sets for my DIY video interview show on YouTube. So if you'd like to see this interview in video, head over to Erin Micklow on YouTube to watch. And if you're interested in advertising your products or brand on this channel, you can email me at lastrockerstv@gmail.com. And lastly, if you'd like to further support my DIY outlet, please subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a review so I can keep creating this content for you. Thanks again for being here. Micklow, and I'm here with Ray from Teenage Bottle Rocket. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for giving me some of your time. I poached you off the stage because I couldn't get a hold of you in advance.
Right. Hey, it worked out. Here we are.
Yes.
Yay.
So you're actually here. You're doing a European tour with the Raging Nathans.
Yep, that's right. Totally. Yeah. They, for some reason, did not play Rebellion, but they played it before.
Yeah.
But last night we played with them in Dublin, and tomorrow we are playing in London without them, so it's just like 2 days away from them at the moment. But
yeah,
it's cool to be out here with friends from the States.
Yeah, I think last weekend actually they played Wonk Fest, a festival in London that I was covering.
Wonk Unit.
Yeah, Wonk Units. Wonk Fest.
Unit Festival. Right, I'm familiar with. I love it. Yes.
How come you guys didn't play that one?
What happened is we got offered more money somewhere else, Alex. So step it up.
Gotta go where the money is. Share some memorable moments from your tour so far. Looks like you guys have been having a lot of fun from your Instagram.
Yeah, totally. We went to Ireland for the first time. That was great. I love Belfast. It was cool. A little bit more elbow room compared to Dublin, but Dublin was nice. Went to the Rock and Roll Museum there. Saw some stuff. Saw some Sinead O'Connor stuff. Saw some U2 stuff. Played the drummer to U2's drum set. Bragged about it on stage, and then this one guy took the piss out of it. I'm trying to add that to my vocabulary here in England. Yeah. Taking the piss out of something.
I do like how they say that.
I always fuck it up. I'm always like, taking a piss on something. Like, no, you're not taking a piss on something. You're taking the piss out of it. Yeah,
you're taking it out.
I don't get it. I'll understand. And
taking the piss out. I got that today. I was taking the piss out of Daryl from Cox Bar. He got like a big binky, and I was like, "What is that? A butt plug?"
I'm mad in this way. Also, gutted. Gutted. We don't say gutted in America.
Oh yeah.
You have to say gutted. Gutted.
So what English words have you learned this trip? Because I learn a new one every trip. Every time I come to England, I pick up some new ones.
Well, these dudes in Ireland were saying, "What's the crack?" And I'm all, "What does that mean?" And then the crack means fun in Irish.
Okay.
And so that was maybe an English word I learned, but it's an Irish word.
What's the crack?
Right. Yeah. That's the vibe there.
Okay.
I don't know. I try to speak as much German as I can when I'm in Germany, and we've got a lot of German shows.
Yeah. How are your German shows? They happened already, right? Or they're coming up?
We have one more show in Hamburg.
Okay.
And we have a song in German. I made this like punk song out of a song I learned German 1 in high school. And it's turned into such a fun time on stage in Germany. The Germans love it. I don't
know. What is the song?
It's called Ich bin Ausländer und spreche nicht gut Deutsch. Bitte langsam, bitte langsam. Bitte sprechen Sie doch langsam. Ich bin Ausländer und spreche nicht gut Deutsch.
Wait, what does that mean? I know a little bit of German.
It means I'm not from here, dude, and
I don't speak a little bit.
I don't speak good German. Yeah. Nicht gut Deutsch. Not good German. Bitte langsam. Slowly, please.
But they probably appreciate that you're trying. You're making an effort.
Yeah, totally.
So can you share some of the worst moments from your tour? There have to be some bad ones.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there's always
right.
bumps.
Well, the van's turned into the complaint compartment, and it's just eight people slammed in this van. There's bunks in there, so we get to sleep and get away from each other, but it is crammed, and that's really the only thing I complain about.
Yeah.
Been able to get around and walk around a lot, and there's been a lot of ferries, so it's just a lot of long trips.
Yeah,
we played in Dublin last night, like I said, and then we had to take a ferry, and then we got kind of stuck in traffic in Liverpool, and it just took forever to get to Rebellion, and got here an hour before we played. Typical Teenage Bottle Rocket fashion.
It's very stressful.
Set a merch. Everybody wanted to bail. Everybody in the band wanted to bail. And I'm like, let's stay. And now we're resetting up merch because we're dumb and we tore it down too early and we almost left. But now we're rocking. We're shredding.
Now you're staying. And you went shopping. This is a new fit.
Yeah. And
courtesy of the merch stalls downstairs.
Yes. I love it. And I got a new spike bracelet. My wife, Rachel, threw away my spike bracelet. I think she's like, I don't know where it went. So every time we play Rebellion, I get a new punk bracelet. Yeah.
You get like 8 punk points for that.
I'm racking them up.
You get more if you can hurt yourself on your own jewelry.
It's been ripping my sweater more, which I'm like, oh, dude, I think that's what you're supposed to do with this sweater.
That was the story of my stockings.
They just got hung up on everything.
Yeah, it used to be my jewelry, and then it would just I'd get drunk, and then I'd be like, fuck this, and like instead of trying to gently undo it, you know, that's probably gonna be you at the end of the night. You're gonna be like, I'm stuck.
I don't know if it's gonna make it through tour. We'll see. 3 more shows.
More shows. What kind of things do you guys do to prepare for your shows? Obviously, you know, with all the traffic and delays you've had getting there, what kind of things do you do to get yourself ready?
That's a cool question. I change my guitar strings every 2 shows.
Yes.
And that's sort of like a ritual in a way.
And you don't have a guitar tech, right?
No. Well, I am our guitar tech. He's
me. You are.
He's me. But we have this German dude, Andy, with us that's been tearing down my guitar stuff for me. And I get to just walk off and get into dry clothes.
Yeah.
That's been fun. But yeah, before a show, every other show, I change my strings and it's turned into this weird sort of therapeutic ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I love doing that stuff. So
I did see that on another interview you did, you know, talking about your rig and all the custom stuff you have.
Right.
Yeah. And so for that, what is it that made you want to change your strings every 2 shows?
I snap them and I only have 1 guitar. Usually I have a backup in the States and in Canada,
mm-hmm.
but I'm usually just flying in with 1 guitar. And if I don't change them every 2 shows, I'll pop a string. And then it's just really boring to see me change the string on stage and then the band plays like a Beastie Boys cover. Yeah. We try to make it work.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always a catastrophe if I snap a string. So that's why. But also, yeah, it's just like become sort of this like preparation thing. And also we play a Slayer song. We played Raining Blood walking on the stage at this point, like 1,000 shows, it feels like. And that's sort of like ritualistic as well. Just like getting prepped for a show, like, yo, Raining Blood's playing. Let's get it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Here we are.
That's awesome. I did see that you guys are working with Pirates Press now, but you're still on Fat, right?
We're kind of free agents, you know? Okay. We've been known to jump labels here and there, and we did a 7-inch on Pirates Press. We did, you know, we are definitely writing songs. You know, we just sort of release a record every 2 years, and we have 8 demos right now.
That's cool.
And I love 4 of them. and
then the other ones, you like them, you hate them, you're not sold on them.
As soon as we get enough songs that I love, we're going to book time in the studio. And as far as the record label goes, we'll figure that out whenever we get to that road. But we, got to write some songs that are just great. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just when we pull the trigger, when we're just oh, these are great. Not quite there yet.
What's your process when you sit down to write new music?
Lately, last three records, we've been writing song titles first. Mm-hmm. And so if something pops into my head, I put it into my notes on my phone. And if I pick up my guitar and I'm in the mood to write a song, sometimes I'll just hum out like a la 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 la. What? And then I'll look at my song titles. I'll be, oh shit, Friend Named Fly. Okay, this could work with Friend Named Fly. And then, I don't know. It's not really that intense.
Yeah.
Maybe Friend Named Fly will become a song. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be on the next record. Maybe it'll get... I don't know.
Yeah, you guys write kind of silly songs. There was one... It's one of your most streamed songs on Spotify, and it's the one about being a dog or something.
Uh-huh.
What is that song about? I was I was listening to it, and I was like, what the... is this a bondage reference? I did see that, one of your band members, Miguel, is into the bondage and the S&M.
There's a lot of questions coming at once here. I Want to Be a Dog was Cody wrote it, and it was literally written because his dog was taking a nap on the couch and he had to go to work, and he saw, dude,
I want to be a dog.
Yeah. And there it is. Nothing heavier than that. Bondage? No, that's Miguel. He's just weird. That's just something separate.
That's something separate. I did see in a really old interview you did 10 years ago, you were talking about that you were in Germany with Fat Mike and he took you to some dungeon. And then you said your bandmate Miguel shows up and his dick is taped or something. And in this apparatus. It was did you do that on the plane? Or
Oh my god, and now this has to live on the internet again.
It does.
If you dig
deep
enough.
It was too good not to. I'm sorry, I had to.
No, I understand. We used to do things, man. We used to do drugs. Now I don't drink or do drugs. I smoke weed sometimes. Sorry, mom and dad. But there's been some pretty crazy parties, and Rebellion's always one of them for sure. Last time we played here, I was partying with those dudes in Pennywise, and I woke up in London the next day on their bus. So,
that's far. Blackpool to London is it?
They kidnapped me and woke up on their bus in London. And me and Miguel were so over punk at that point.
Yeah,
we played. It was us, Teenage Bottle Rocket, Good Riddance, Face to Face, and Pennywise at Shepherd's Bush in London.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Miguel played, and then we went to the movies. We ditched the show. We watched a romantic comedy too. It was kind of awkward. Yeah. What was it called? The Big Sick.
That one was so good. Yeah.
We loved it.
That one was an Oscar nom a few years ago.
It was so good. And that was my last Rebellion experience. I partied so hard at Rebellion, I went to the movies the next night.
well, you're behaving now because you are, you're a dad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Dad and so life. Is Miguel.
Dad life now.
Totally. Yeah. Me and Miguel have changed. We're fathers.
How do you balance, like, you know, when you come out on tour and obviously you're doing the band thing, and then when you get home, how is that, you know, for you, the difference, the dynamic of it?
Well, you know, FaceTime helps out a lot.
Yeah.
And I have a kid in high school, Milo, and he seems to be a little more complicated than the babies. You know, the babies are just like, it's like right there. Like, oh, I have to change his diaper. He smells bad. Oh, he's hungry. I'll feed him. The high school kid, it's just like, oh no. Like, he got into the Grateful Dead for a while, and I think that's how you become defiant. When your dad's in a punk band, you're like, I like the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
And I love watching Milo play the drums, and I could watch him play Grateful Dead sucks on the drums, and I'm like, I'm fine with that, you know? But he outgrew it already. Like, yeah, Grateful Dead sucks. And he's a maggot, you know? He's Slipknot's his jam.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't try to, like, no, you're only listening to the Ramones.
Yeah.
And,
well, you can. They have to find their own musical way.
And it could be worse, right? It could be Garth Brooks or something. I don't want to take the piss out of Garth Brooks.
Oh, you said it right that time. Taking the piss out.
Right. you know, it could be... It could be worse, but, like, the babies are easy. Rachel does great at home with the babies whenever I'm on tour. So I'm just lucky that I have a wife that puts up with my bullshit, you know? And at least I can, like, kind of, like, sell records and make money and contribute to the diaper
fund.
Right.
So the diaper fund now. It's no longer the beer fund. The drug fund is the diaper fund.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, totally.
Well, so let's close with what else you have coming up for the band. Obviously, you're making some new music.
Yeah. And we're playing Punk in the Park. That'll be fun.
Okay.
And we're doing a tour on the East Coast with our friends in Tightwire.
Cool.
And we're coming back to Europe in October. We're doing Europe 4 times this year. This is our third.
Nice.
So we went to Italy and Spain in February.
And then this time it's UK and Germany.
Yeah, and we did Slam Dunk earlier, like 2 months ago or whatever. It was just 2 shows in the UK, and then we flew back and went on tour with the Queers in America and Canada. So, yeah, we're doing some East Coast shows with Tightwire. We're doing something in Chicago October 20th, the weekend there, with my other band, Sack, and the Queers are playing, and Teenage Bottle Rocket's playing, Flatfoot 56 is playing, if I'm saying that properly. Yeah, and then our fourth trip to Europe will be Sweden and Copenhagen and all those types of Scandinavian countries in October. And then we got to just, like, sleep for, like, December. We got to nap at some point.
That's a lot. Know? The We've traveling been going takes
hard.
A toll.
We've been grinding hard.
Yeah.
Bottle Rocket goes for it. Coming to a town near you sometime this month, probably. Teenage Bottle Rocket.
Sick. Well, I think I'm going to close with that and say thank you so much for wasting your time.
Awesome. Hey, what's up? This is Ray from Teenage Bottle Rocket, and you're watching Last Rockers TV.